Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. G-Pain. Trap.
Everybody, you're now rocking with none other than the True T. All right, y'all, you know what time it is. You know how we do it. Give it up right now for my beautiful co-host, none other than Switchblade Carter.
It's Switchblade in the building. And my, you know what I just noticed? My dang old cell phone battery is low.
Oh, Lord.
You know I don't like that, right? You know I Switchblade don't do low. I'm sorry.
Well, you know how that goes. All right, guys. Jam-packed show tonight. We got some new music that we may get to. You never know. You never know. But tonight's show is jam-packed. Tonight's show is called Sex, Lies, Politics, Relationships, and Videotapes.
Mm. Ain't nobody got time for neither one of those. Ain't got time. Nope.
So let's start it off with Mariah Carey's relationship.
What?
And
of all things you pick her?
Oh yeah. You know?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, and what tripped me out. What tripped me out was the fact that, you know, nowadays in the entertainment industry, it just seems as though that people nowadays are able just to hop from, like Beyonce said, hop on the next dirt. And that's exactly what's been going on.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what's trippy about the whole situation is the fact that of how it happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so it's amazing how people have been taking her to task because of everything that she's been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes no sense whatsoever for me. Okay, so first of all, Hello Magazine was talking about how Nick and Mariah were supposed to be getting back together for Mother's Day, you know, for Mother's Day dinner with the kids or whatever. You know, and even though Mariah, mm-hmm. who's 46 now, is engaged to her Australian billionaire man, James Packer. And
yeah.
What's crazy about this is that, hey, James, could you answer some questions for me, please? I don't know if you want to or not, but I don't care. So when are you going to get finally full-on divorced from your wife? And Mariah, when are you and Nick going to be finally divorced from each other?
No.
I wonder.
Wow.
You know, you guys are obviously out and about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are out here perpetrating, like, everything is cool, but at the same time, you guys are not even nowhere near,
mm-hmm.
you know, divorced. So the question is, I'm trying to figure out how are you engaged again, Mariah?
Wow.
I just want to know. I mean, is it wrong for me to know this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Do you have this influx of
right
politicians who decided that they were going to keep sticking their stuff and just whatever that comes their way, whatever. And let me tell you this right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're going to fuck up, make sure you...
Okay.
Jay-Z's alleged baby mother looks like a hood rat that probably...
She sure does.
That probably came to his show and probably can suck a mean dick. I'm just saying.
Exactly what it is. Yes.
But for you guys to do this with a known married man, for you to put your business out there about everything that's been going on or whatever. Come on, y'all. Seriously.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, you talking about how, you know, you guys are going to, you know, you're going to, I'm going to be supportive. Yeah, you know, I'm going to support my child as he takes Jay-Z to court and all that stuff. I said, first of all, so I'm going to take you to court for looking that bad. Oh, my gosh. And Jay, what were you thinking? I mean, I don't think Jay did anything just with this hood rat. She looked like a hood rat. She looked like
you said, it probably was just, like you said, it probably was just a blowjob.
It probably was.
He was probably drunk.
She probably was drunk and showed him how she can make a cucumber disappear.
Probably.
But anyway.
And that's all what happened. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who saw the video, call me right now, 929-477-3273, right here with the True T, with me, G-Win, Colleen. I try to rhyme a word that don't rhyme, you know, just like Eminem does in all his rhymes. But anyway.
Okay, look here. Hold it. Look. Now, you know, I don't know if you know, I never told you, I don't think, but I do love me some Neo. You feel me? Neo's my boy. You understand?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you heard the story about his baby mama. Now, they had a threesome. Okay, you know, I'm trying to have one too, but that's a whole nother story. And look here. Now, Now she's saying she allowed him to openly cheat, right? Okay, you follow me?
Yeah,
and she said, and he still dumped her. So in all of that, what part did she do wrong for him to still dump her after the threesome? I'm just trying to figure that out. Just tell me.
Because maybe he wanted the guy there instead of Emma.
No. Don't you do that. I'll cut you a new one. Don't you do that.
You already trying to. So anyway, speaking of horrible, ravishing things, I got much respect for him, but he's stupid.
I'm trying to understand.
But anyway, he's stupid.
But he's like, how can you get dumped after an open, obviously a piece of an open relationship, and you get dumped after the threesome? What went wrong?
I don't know. But Neo, you stupid.
Oh, she's stupid. What did she say or what did she do right after or the morning after to make that just, you got to go? I'm just saying.
I don't know. But call in right now if you want to know what happened, because I don't know.
Because I know the album now.
929-477-3273. Speaking of nosy, it's saying that the reports that Rihanna and I first of all I believe this, so I don't care nobody saying. They said Rihanna is a stalker.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They said that she was stalking The Weeknd so badly that he dropped out of her tour.
Why him?
Do a pretty boy. What you mean why him?
But all his songs sound the same.
That's not the well maybe she was trying to give him a new tune.
And then the hair, he like a black rooster.
Yeah, but he need to keep his hair away from her.
I guess so.
Keep the hair away from that, because his hair is going to be on fire if it gets too close to it. Ask Chris Brown.
You better watch out, Drake. Drake going to have to look out.
Drake better not put his face in it.
Isn't that Drake's anyway? Ooh, I'm just saying.
Alleged. Hey, speaking of alleged,
okay.
Beyonce's worst nightmare. Jay-Z's alleged mistress had a computer hacked, and all her personal emails and photos are stolen.
That's lying. That bitch put that out there.
I don't know. I mean, I believe something went down.
No, she let it be out there. So she can become the victim of computer hacking. Oh my God, my computer. I don't know what happened. Lion.
Well, you know how that is, though, but. Well, it's just crazy. Like, you know, and they were saying, I'm trying to figure out, like, I know y'all hear that, so. But anyway. They're saying that a pretty Florida lawyer is debarred.
Why?
After admitting to doing illegal drugs in exchange for drugs and sex.
No. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Man, come on. Now everybody's going to start going to look for this lawyer, going to find where they at.
So what type of mess is going
man.
And then what makes it worse is the fact that now just like they were saying how Beyonce got her butt worked on, now they're saying Rihanna got the same thing.
She has a butt?
She got the butt.
Does she have one? Did she have one already? I'm just saying because I missed.
Yes, I mean I've seen the work video, so I mean to me he, yeah. So I'm just saying.
Did she develop one in the last 2 years or
yes.
Did I what?
But see, I just think that that's because she keeps messing around with Leo and all his, and a host of other recipients.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I think that.
But she's been doing. So she's doing a lot of squats.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of that, it's the same concept as when we had the whole President Clinton scandal. And
yeah.
What I will say is this.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't take me to task, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be like you saying that you agree with that. I don't. But what I will say is that nigga was and I say this correctly, so don't take me to task by this either. He a nigga.
Okay? Oh, Clinton, my boy, Bill, yeah.
Yeah. He a nigga because he got the ugliest white bitch to suck his dick.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And then when that happened, he was calm, collective. He was in the right mind, of course, because he had another chick other than Hillary sucking the dick. But, I mean, which tells me something that Hillary
must
be.
But he was still cool, though.
But see, we didn't go to war.
That's what I've been saying for years. We didn't have
issues.
And if we did, he didn't tell us about it. He pleased everybody on the other side. So something happened somewhere. You know.
So, hold up. So, I have officially figured out that Laura Bush and Barbara Bush must suck in bed, and that Michelle must be a beast in bed because Obama calmly got out of his bed, went into his little press room, whatever, and said, okay, if it's an indication that I want to push the button and kill Osama bin Laden, nigga, I do.
That's right. This is true. It's funny, but it's still true. Yeah.
And then went back in the room
exactly.
And had sex with his wife. I'm just saying. I mean, it's true.
Exactly. So, it's true.
You know, and see, what I'm noticing is that the ones, do you realize that every single president, except Obama, I think Obama was the only president, sitting president, the only sitting president to not at all have a relationship with anybody that wasn't in his camp.
That's right, because he was smart.
Yeah,
you're right. He's smart.
Yeah. And so,
yeah.
With that being the case, I would say that, dude, that means that one, unlike some of these, like Kennedy and all these people, you know. I think that he was actually, you know, he was actually happy. You know, he was happy.
Right.
You know? But then when you have the videotapes that pop up.
Right,
with
exactly.
These people who've been cheating and doing.
Right.
First of all, if you're going to cheat, it's one thing to cheat, but it's another thing to be stupid about it.
Exactly.
Like Leanne Rimes. Okay, Leanne.
Right.
See, there's a reason why people can't make Lifetime movies. These Lifetime and Hallmark movies. Because every time you turn around, there's always a videotape. It's going to be coming out. See what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
There's always going to be a videotape out. And people, I told you guys, we're puppets. Speaking of puppets, let's go to the song.
Everybody's pimping everybody, man. I'm telling you.
How about that? I'm just saying, but let's go to the song Pull the Strings. Let's go.
I love my job, but I hate talking to people like you. Not even, I love it right now because I said earlier on, you're the last person I'm talking to, so.
Mama proud of a boy because he loves to feel it, he's scared of the joy. See, the pain is around the way and the innocence had deceased from a child, babe. Looking for the cause of the future on the night where niggas had dreams, Martin Luther. We only wanted greatest through our ages, dreaming without a mat to the A-list. I fought my path for a couple years, grabbed a couple buckets for all the shed tears. The only thing they wanted was to catch my soul. No street corner needed to be treated like a hoe. Guess you needed the street for the sesame, trying to get the best of me and use up the rest of me. Niggas mad cause they figured out the recipe. My blessing comes from the Lord, not your destinies. Yeah. Every day, I feel these couples pulling the strings. You know why? Cause I always do the damn thing. Yeah. I feel these puppets pulling the strings. You know why? Every day I do the damn thing. No food in the cupboard, but food for thought I was given was the tupper. No assurance for telling niggas the truth, but there's fists for fairy for women in the house of roof. See, we all been abused at the hands of bastards who said that they love us too. See, we all seek love and attention. Did that happen to mention? We all were defenseless to our mindsets and abilities. Why show humility without anything? My father died for praying for you all, had no life, just his knees to the Lord. In church, trying to find some peace with my refusing. I refuse to lose or give up my seat like Rosa. Me, I'm a pocket to a my king. To the throne that's ready, I gave everything. I wanna hear my heart stay strong. Wanna think about the niggas I put on. You know the ones that'll leave you or leave you a stray pussycat or a dog, nigga. The whole life is on fuck you. To a turn of tables, Ving Rhames, Pulp Fiction, dude. I go hard for my passion. Gave the ass a good thrashing. Thanks for asking. I'm a hustler and survivor. When cold blends together, we always have revival. All we need to do is pitch a tent. With this nigga's in the game ever since. Tupac, Nas and Biggie, Kim is tracks and me, no Biggie, PJ, Gritty Blue, easy, come on dog, fuck with me.
You probably got the best interview, dog. I mean, the whole thing, like, this afternoon, and you have to talk to someone in China, it's part of my job, so I have to do it, and we don't do it that often, so I mean, it's like, it's the first kind of press conference we've had for a long while, 3, 4, 5 years maybe.
So that right there was none other than Pull the Strings by yours truly, Genuine. Amazing song right there.
It was good.
I love that song. Every time I listen to that song, I think that I just made a bold statement there for us. But now let's get back to this exciting conversation right now for real.
I found this other little tidbit of story here when we were ending
okay.
on pimping when I was, and I found out here, I just refused to even go see where this took place, but unfortunately, it's from where I'm from in H-Town, you feel me? And they said that a fifth grader, he was expelled from Houston in a school, you know what I'm saying? And he was pimping girls in his classroom. Did you happen to hear that story anywhere? Now he was selling, you feel me, $3 kisses and $2 hugs. Now, where did he get this from? I'll wait.
Well, I actually did look at that story because it made me feel some type of way. And kind of like when I heard that Blac Chyna was pregnant by Rob Kardashian, and she's really pregnant. And so,
yeah.
But you
it's
know
like,
what, though?
Why?
But here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The thing that got me most of all was it's the same concept, okay? the same concept as selling Comcast or DirecTV, some how they will sell you internet for one price but cable for another price. But if you merge them together, you have this beautiful deal that's robbing you of more of your money.
This is true.
So the same
but still,
way
you can't you can't go without we can't go one without the other though.
But that's the problem of it though. The reason why is because everything has become digital. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everything has become digital, and so because of this, it just seems as though that everybody, everybody has been trying their best not to be exactly what they're doing right now. See, you gotta realize this. America has been pimped, turned out, and hold for years. In every given moment of our lives, we have literally, at one time we were the pimp, the other time we were the tricks, and the other time we were the hoes. So if you don't believe me, look at what it is, though. Okay? Call in right now, though, 929-477-3273. Okay? Now, just like the movie Sex, Lies, and Videotapes in 9.5 weeks, it's time for us to take control of our destinies. Okay? You know, we look everybody's now on this anti-Trump stuff. I can't. We gotta get Trump from. Okay, first of all, let's put it like this. Okay, let's say so. Trump right now is the Republican nominee. Then you have Hillary. If you notice this, we didn't hear nothing else about that server or those emails until they realized that she was about to be the nominee. And then, but they got mad at these people, whatever. First of all, how you get mad at a man trying to win a nomination so that he can change the world, just like Obama tried to and failed because of when he's trying to bring the unification back. To Republicans is like a nigga trying to do what? Oh, hell no. So they made America more diverse than Michael Jackson's family.
Wow.
There's no joke behind that. It's the truth. You know, and it's sad because when you're looking at people nowadays here in this America period, and people are striving to be like us, but we're not free. We're not free here. I don't understand this. And then when they get here, they realize how closed-minded we are, how irritating we can be because we have this one-track mind. You know, and then the thing is, if you're not selling drugs to pollute the population, or you're not polluting the airwaves or whatever, then they feel like there's no point for you to be here. You know, you have to have big mansions and cars and jewels and bitches and hoes. You can't have a wife. If you have a wife, you have to have several. We have to have a wife, a girlfriend, and a mistress.
Yeah, because that's the stereotype that's the stereotype we've given ourselves.
But guess what happened though? You already got the hoes already because we the hoes.
Yeah, we made ourselves that. Yes.
We the hoes already. What do you need hoes for? We the hoes. Our pimp has been Uncle Sam. Our pimp has been these closed-minded Republicans that's been trying their best to make us feel like we're nothing.
Yeah.
I don't Come on
and,
now.
And the
come
ones
on
the ones who try to come above that, then they because that's the ones that they really start calling niggers are trying to do this, and they're trying to take what we have. They can't have what we have.
They but and guess what? If you realize this though, you realize this. They change like when I'll give you a perfect example of this before we go. Think about this. When Kanye West first came out, right? Think about the content he was putting out. He was telling you about slave trade and how he felt like, you know, it's a pimpish area that we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you hear him say this or whatever, and you hear him equipped the slave trade to how you have to show ID to get into Sam's Club. So he goes from that to the public and the people around him changing his whole perception of what sanity was. And then he goes from that to, I am a god. Hurry up with my damn massage. What?
Right.
What happened?
Yeah.
So with that being the case, you're telling me right now, that it's not a conspiracy to change the mindset of these people that's out here for them? How about that? And guess what? It's too. And that's why you notice this. If you notice this right here, that's the reason why that most of the people that are out here right now that are doing music and stuff like that, that are doing these videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that if you're not watching what's going on, what you're listening to, what you're putting inside your ears, what you're watching on TV, you're going to fall victim to the whore mentality that they have put out for everybody. And it goes like this. Sit your kid starting at 1-2 years old. Sit them in front of the TV. Give them the idea that they see a stuffed animal or a puppet, that animal can teach them how to read and write. But even though that's your job. Okay?
Yeah.
By five and six, introduce them to MTV and BET so they'll know that at 16, 17, and 15 years old, you could be on there making millions of dollars just because you had a baby out of wedlock because you couldn't close your legs because you just had to have the baby.
Oh my goodness, you're saying too much. Oh boy.
At 10 years old, go ahead and show them the ins and outs of drug use. Hell, smoke some weed with them. It's okay, I guess. isn't it okay? Oh, and show them how that.
Yeah.
And show them how. Mm-hmm. And show them how that. If you're in hip hop, if you're in hip hop, you can smoke all the weed you want. If you're in rock and roll, you can sniff all the cocaine and heroin and shoot drugs up in your arm. I think.
Yeah.
Huh. Show
I
them
think
that.
So, yeah.
By 12, show them how they can be narcissistic and little ignorant ass bastards. Show them how to be that. If you can't show them that. Again, it's just all the stuff on TV. So by the time they turn 12, let them watch the Discovery Channel, how we are fucking up the earth. Show by 17, I guarantee you, if you're not helping raise your kid, 90% and the 10% is going to be with surroundings.
Right.
They're surrounded. But if it's 90%. The TV and the radio and the media and their kids.
Yeah.
Guess what? Congratulations. You have raised a bastard.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You raised a media filled, narcissistic, unbelievable, non political advocate and a bastard because they're not going to care about nothing else but how to get their next hit, how to get some more dick, and how to get into some more shit.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Wow. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, you said
you don't like what I'm, and if you don't like what I'm saying, I don't care. Because somebody had to say it finally. And I'm tired of all the sex, all the lies, all the political bullshit they put out there. And if and with all that, don't be amazed when you turn the news and it's captured on videotape in the media. With that being said, good night, everybody. And we will be back. This is what we may be doing. Tomorrow, we may have something special for you guys. But I need you guys to go onto Facebook and look up The True Tea. Go to our page, like our page, and tell us what you like about our show and what you don't. Don't worry, we're not going to hurt you. And we may have something special for you guys tomorrow, maybe. We'll see. But I'm genuine, and you already know who she is. Who are you, babe?
Switchblade on the mic.
Oh, my gosh. You on the mic now? I told you, get off those mics.
I don't know any other way but to be on the mic. I'm just saying. Sort of. You know.
You want to know something funny before we leave? Somebody told J-Lo the same thing, and somehow she always ends up on the same microphone. Never mind. Good night, everybody.
Good night.